This is Marketplace from APM. I'm Kai Rizdal. One of the first things Congress is going to have to do when it starts debating an assault weapons ban is to define assault weapons. The NRA and a lot of gun owners say that gun control advocates and journalists, to be fair, misuse that term, that in fact, they don't know anything about guns. So we sent Marketplace's David Gura out to the range.
You've probably heard gun stores have been busy. Well, I drove out to Chantilly, Virginia the other day. That's about 45 minutes west of Washington, to a place called Blue Ridge Arsenal. It's a gun store with an indoor target range in an industrial park, 2 or 3 miles from Dulles International Airport.
Nice place, actually.
Mark Warner is the manager. He's a big guy, and he seems to know everybody. He's worked here full-time since 2004. He got a culinary degree, but his first job was as a security guard. Warner taught gun training classes. While I wait for him, I look at the knives and handguns in glass display cases. Rifles and shotguns hang on the wall. There are maybe a dozen customers here, some of them window shopping, others waiting for a chance to shoot.
While they're waiting, they love to chit-chat about, you know, current events and, you know, politics and all that stuff and just general gun chatter.
We make our way past a leather couch to a table with stools, the kind you might find at a sports bar. Warner tells me it's law enforcement and military day. They get a discount, 10% off ammo and accessories. But there are all kinds of people here.
We've had bachelor parties. I got a grandmother who comes in with her grandson who's 6'5", and they come in here with a smile on their face, and they leave with a bigger smile on their face because they enjoy the camaraderie of shooting, hitting that bullseye.
A middle-aged man comes in to pick up a rifle he's bought. One of the four clerks does a background check. He calls Richmond, the state capital, gets an authorization number. The buyer signs some paperwork, and in 15, 20 minutes, he's out the door. Warner tells me he follows the letter of the law. He won't sell a gun to just anybody.
It's my choice to sell a gun to a certain person if I choose to. And I've had several people who have given me that eerie feeling to the point where we've actually called local stores and say, hey, this person gave me this feeling or whatever. We didn't sell him a gun. Keep a heads up for him.
Warner waves over a guy in sweatpants who's admiring the rifles. His name is Paul Kunz.
I'm looking for a 1911 45 ACP and a semi-automatic 30-06.
That's a handgun and a rifle, and Warner doesn't have either of them. Kunz is 63, and he says he shot a gun for the first time more than 50 years ago at summer camp. It was a 22.
That was my first introduction. Classes on safety, not to fear them, but to recognize them and respect them.
Kunz has been going to the Blue Ridge Arsenal since it first opened in 1989, and he's what you might call a Second Amendment absolutist. He shows me his NRA membership card.
I mean, if you attack one bullet, if you attack one gun, you're attacking everything.
In this rush to buy firearms, though, Kunz says he's worried first-time gun owners aren't getting the training they need. He was in the Marines. He spent months learning how to fire guns.
Go straight out. Where do I go?
I think you're someone.
Yeah.
Put this door here.
Everyone's required to wear safety glasses and hearing protection. I put them on and walk into the range. There's a woman learning how to shoot and a man firing a semi-automatic pistol. Another guy unpacks an AR-15. 5 minutes later, he lies on the ground. It's louder than I expected. Bullet casings fly back at me. Variants of this gun were illegal for a decade when the assault weapons ban was in place. Back in the shop, Mark Warner tells me that today, he can't keep them in stock. 50 people are on a waiting list. Warner just got back from a big gun show in Las Vegas. The mood there, he says, was sad. There weren't the usual deep discounts for dealers, and manufacturers said they wouldn't have firearms like that AR-15 for months, maybe a year. In Washington, I'm David Gura for Marketplace.